What happened during minicamp?
Just got a little illness. You know, sometimes things happen. I feel good now.
You're dealing with a hamstring too. How's that all good?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How would you describe just the feeling, you know, coming into year two under Coach McAdoo? You know, so many starters coming back. High expectations for you guys this year.
Yeah. I think with me, I feel real confident. I think as a team, we're feeling really confident. Just kind of build off what we had last year. And I think just with the group of guys that we got, the new guys that are coming in too, I think we have something real special just about putting the work in that.
What about for you in year two? Much more comfortable, I would assume. I mean, what else for you is going to change, do you think?
Right. I think I'm a lot more comfortable with the defense, a lot more comfortable with the guys. Now it's just about just, like I said, putting the work in and just going every day just really hard.
Eli, has anybody, like either the veterans or coaches, sort of verbalized the fact that you sort of have to understand that you don't get to pick up where you left off last year? You know, you guys aren't automatically playoff teams. Do you think you've gotten that into your head? Do you think this team has? But you guys, you especially, as, you know, someone kind of making that transition for the first time.
Yeah, definitely. We have high expectations for ourselves, and we know that. Now it's just about, like I said, just continue to put the work in, continue to just watch film and work hard. We know that we got to actually go out there and really play hard. And nothing's given to us. We got to go out and just really take our work.
About the fact that so many defensive players are coming back. You know, I mean, you know, some years, again, during the second year, you might have half new starters. There's so many new guys. How comforting is that, and how much more can you do because of that, do you think?
Definitely helps a lot. I think it helps with just for our chemistry, being comfortable with each other, and know what we expect from each other as, like, football players, people. So I think that's going to really be beneficial for us during the season. So we can just build off what we did last year and just continue to just grow as a defense.
Do you enjoy it all or get a kick out of when rankings always include your secondary as a unit among the, you know, generally top five wherever you look, least top five if not?
Yeah, I guess that's cool, but it's one thing for the fans, I guess, to look at, but for us, we just know we all put the work in, and nothing's going to be given to us at all. All that stuff doesn't really mean anything for this year. We got to just go out and prove to everybody and ourselves that we're a top defense, and it's just what we're about. How we come together and how we just continue to work.
You said in the spring you put on some weight. Did you maintain that where you're at?
Yeah.
That's where you want to be?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Just around like 202, around that area.
How do you think that'll make a difference on the field?
I think it'll make a big difference. Just being more consistent, I think, just being stronger, being able to just take more punishment and all that stuff and just be healthy.
How much did you arrive here last year? What was your weight last year as a rookie?
I came in here around 195.
How much does a guy like DRC help you out being able to play multiple positions and seeing it all and helping you come along as a rookie?
Yeah, I think DRC's versatility, he just helps our whole defense. Knowing that we can move him around, he can play outside, he can play inside, especially if somebody in the secondary gets hurt. So he's interchangeable in that area. And helps me too, because he helps me out with the defense. He's very knowledgeable, he's very smart. So I'm just glad that somebody that comes on our team, and even Jack Rabbit, everybody in the defense, you have to be able to versatile move around.
Where specifically, if you don't mind mentioning, where are your specific goals for improvement? Anything you want to share?
Just want to be better overall as a football player. Not crazy goals, just want to improve and help my team as much as possible to get to the Super Bowl.
You were supposed to get your hands on more passes at the end of the year. What can you do to improve there, or what were you doing by the end of the year to start ball?
Right. It's about film study. It's about understanding yourself as a player, understanding what the offense is going to do, try to attack our defense. So just becoming smarter, becoming just more mentally savvy out there in the field, and just taking care of your body. Everything kind of plays into that, and that's something I also want to do. That's a goal of mine. And I think that's a goal for our defense, just creating more turnovers and causing more havoc.
Is there a difference going into this year as you know, knowing what you're expecting compared to what it was like at the start of last year?
Definitely a difference for sure. I think just there's a lot more excitement now with this year because our teams were just very anxious to get out there on the field and just excited just to get out and show what kind of team we are.
Do you think there are real good possibilities for this team up to and including the Super Bowl?
Definitely. I think we have high expectations, but it's not about talking about it.
You were a rookie last year, but did you sense the uncertainty? There's a lot of new things last year, the coach and the players yourself included. Did you
sense that there was going to be some growing pains, maybe some getting used to it, and is that not the case this year?
Well, I think that's the case every year with every team, no matter what type of situation. Yeah. But I know our coaching staff did a great job just getting everybody comfortable and acclimated. And I didn't really feel like they were a new coaching staff or anything. I could tell they were very seasoned and experienced, especially Coach McAdoo. He was just very confident the first day. And I think that kind of feeds off everybody else, too.
Ever since he got here, McAdoo, he's talked about the trophy Japan Symphony. Do you think that helps this year? There's going to be more Super Bowl expectations outside this building?
Right, that's just the expectation every year, of course. You always want to end the season with a victory, championship, Super Bowl. So that's just the expectation that we have for ourselves, and that's the main goal right now.
When you walk in the locker room this year, like today, as opposed to last year, is it that different feeling because you don't have to walk around and introduce yourself to guys again, and that feel in this defensive room when you guys get together, the idea that it's not picking up where you left off, but it's also not starting over?
I think it's a little kind of the same with me. I kind of came in with a little new look, so kind of guys just looked at me and they didn't really recognize me at first. I had to introduce myself a little bit all over again, but it's not the same thing in my opinion. I think every season's different, and I just see the guys. I can just see a new just excitement in their looks, and then just know what kind of team we have, what kind of season we're expecting ourselves to have if we put our work in.
So better new look, you or Coach McAdoo?
I haven't even seen Coach McAdoo yet, but I'm always going to go with myself, of course.
what led to the decision to change?
Just want to start off fresh, that's all.
When was the last time you were that tight?
I know, yeah. It's been a while. I haven't had this since the last time we won a championship over at Ohio State, so just, you know, it's a little fresh start. So.
Guys get on it?
Yes. All right, just slapping my head a little bit, so there we go.
So you came in at 202 or 204 before
the end of the year? Yeah, around that area.